Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, December 13th, already 2022. As you can see, possibly, if you're just listening, you can't see, but Gary Wright's not with us tonight, so I'll be messing it up behind here. hosting along with myself tonight. What do we come up for you, Justin Griffiths?
Patrick.
Well, you don't like that, do you? You getting used to it?
It don't bug me anymore.
Come on, here's your chance for a Patrick-free evening.
Yeah, you had to throw it on yourself.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's been like 10 years of it, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least like 8.
And at least now I think it's a friendly Patrick. At first it was probably more of a jab. Now it's just a...
Now it's not bugging me, so now it's like, oh.
Yeah, he's going, Gary's going to find something else to call you. You guys have some exciting things happening tonight with your teams, right? Hockey?
It's a boring game. It's not very exciting.
Yeah.
And it's 0-0.
What happens if it finishes 0? They go into overtime?
Yeah, there's no ties in hockey.
So somebody's going to win.
If it goes into overtime, they'll do a 5-minute overtime 3-on-3 period, and then it goes into a shootout.
So somebody's going to win tonight.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be happy, and somebody's going to be sad.
Hopefully the LA Kings lose.
It's Gary's LA Kings and then your Buffalo Sabres in hockey. We'll see your expressions throughout the night because the game's already halfway.
It's the third period. We'll see what happens. So. It's been a very boring game so far.
Oh, man. Sheesh.
Anyways.
Of course, Matt, the freak Esposito, what's happening, man? The huge.
Eating the crack again.
Chopping on the crack.
Yeah.
Crack corn puffs. Crack corn.
That's I told myself cool. I wasn't. As soon as I walked
yeah,
in.
I know.
I'm like, I'll just
have one.
One turns into five, which turns into 10.
That's right. If you don't know what the crack corn is, come out to Speedway and then get yourself a bag, and there'll be somebody standing at the corner selling it. He was happy about that. Somebody selling crack at the corner.
Hey, Wyatt, just so you know, it's 1-0 Buffalo.
You know, it's funny because I'm not a hockey fan. I don't watch hockey, but I hear Gary talking about it all the time. And, man, it could be 7-1, and then all of a sudden it flips, and it's 8-7.
Sheila was asking about crack.
Let me tell you, Sheila's crack. It's the Jello shot.
Those damn Jello shots.
Oh, man.
They got me.
Hey, I want to say we'll talk about some more stuff in a minute, but I do want to say we just had our late model truck series banquet this past weekend, Saturday night. Again, it was a great time. Thanks for everyone who attended. It was really something else, and Sheila was nice enough to make her famous Jello shots for us. And everybody was wondering, why are we sneaking off outside that door over back in the corner? Because we're all doing Jello shots.
Why are they playing with the tinfoil?
Yeah, what are they reaching? What's in that tinfoil?
Sharing his carry.
Sharing his carry. And we thank you for caring. really great time. Thanks, of course, Sheila's, Lynch is with the, Chloe Lynch's mom. And Chloe Lynch got our Rookie of the Year. It's our 5th year anniversary. It was a special night for the Late Model Truck Series. I'm our 5th year in existence. It was something else. Mark Allison got our championship this year.
Kirk Perry tried to quiz you guys on.
Yeah, and there was a reason for it.
He came out of nowhere with that, and none of us had answers.
Well, the funny thing is he couldn't keep it under his head. It was for a reason. There was a plaque they made for, which was something else, guys. You know, I really do, and I know Gary does too. We all, the series, appreciate them going out of their way to come up with a special plaque for us. You know, usually we hear the bad stuff. We never get the good stuff from drivers and teams. And this time, you know, not our guys, but in other series.
I will admit, none of our, are the normal guys have ever complained about anything.
Yeah. You know, when it's race time, it's competition time. We hear different input all the time, and that's good. It's not a bad thing to get input, you know, because you can't build off of something if you don't have the input.
Wyatt is listening. He has just chimed in.
Ah, cool.
He said, thank you, Sheila.
Yep. Sharing is caring, and caring is sharing.
Well, I think the difference is the drivers get to go to you as the promoter. So you're like right at the top. So it's not like going to someone like TJ and TJ says, well, it's the higher ups that I can't, you know, I have so many other people that it's you and Gary. You and Gary make the decision. Yeah. So you can have the group meeting decide if we're changing a rule, if we're doing this or whatever. So I think it's more comfortable for them. It's nice to race where if there's an issue, you can talk about it.
Right.
And resolve it.
And I think like guys like Arlie, Mark, all the guys, they see the hard work that goes in there. And that's why Kirk
and Bill Black, you know, he's come up and thanked us multiple times. And they've called him all the way up from Phoenix.
Every time I see Bill, he walks up and shakes my hand and says, thank you for your help. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. And that's what I think our normal, you know, guys, they don't complain about much because they see the work. Everybody thanks my mom, and I want to thank Mark and everybody
for a little something special.
For doing a little something special for my mom. I know she really did not even like racing until we got into it.
Right.
And she might get mad sometimes at us for yelling and getting mad, but she stuck with it, and deep down I think she really loves it.
Well, you know, I hope she does, first of all. I don't like seeing her stressed out, so it's cool when you're there. It really relieves a lot of stress off her, but I think she likes being around it. I think she likes being part of it, and I think she likes when one of her kids are out there, and her grandkids even are involved with some of that.
Yeah, lately I can't leave the house without those kids. They kind of just follow me.
And that's okay. You got some really cool kids. It was a great banquet, you know, award ceremony banquet, and it's a celebration for everyone in our series. A lot of them couldn't make it for different reasons, and we hope they can catch it next time around. And they will, you know.
I think Mark liked all the sponsors.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
That raffle was, it was kind of tilted.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's what it's about. If you buy a lot of tickets, you're going to win. What we do is the tickets aren't that expensive, and it's for fun. You know, Anthony at Camp Out, you know, we can't thank him enough. He's always, before even getting involved in Late Model Truck Series, he's always, I don't know how long, but been a part of, Gary's team, JC Motorsports, and all that, and he's swung over and been helping out with the Late Model Truck Series and just really has always stepped up. So if you have any RV needs, camper needs, anything like that, go.
I don't know why he's put up with Gary as long as he has.
Let me tell you, when you hear them on the phone, you would think they were not friends.
Oh, yeah.
But they are, you know, and they do give each other a lot of crap, but you know, I think half of it's in fun.
You hope.
Well, he keeps coming around, so Anthony's still.
When I was working with Wyatt, we walked into Camp Out and they said a couple of profound words to each other, and I'm like, y'all are friends?
Exactly.
I thought you treat your friend like your enemy.
Yeah, right. No, and Anthony, you know, he's go there if you need anything. You have any question about a camper or a RV, anything like that? That's place to go. He can help you out. I remember his old shop used to be on Cheyenne and Losi. Mm-hmm. And it was like so compact,
yeah.
And but he could tell you exactly where if you need a nut and bolt for specific whatever it was. He could say, "Oh, it's the third shelf down over here in the back." You know, go.
It might be on the floor,
that.
But he
yeah,
knew where it
exactly,
was.
Exactly right.
No, absolutely.
So that's really cool. Yeah, of course they bought out the I forget what they're called,
Trailer
Vegas,
Supply,
Vegas Trailer Supply, yeah. Or something like that on Fremont. But it's camp out, and they have everything you need. If they don't have it, they get
no, he
it.
Still has the one on
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Well, it's a smaller, because
yeah,
McDonald's is
yeah,
there
they,
now.
Yep, correct. They downsized in order to give up part of their property. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still own the property, but.
I think they only do camper shows there, right?
Yeah.
On that one.
I believe so. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe something like that.
I remember helping Wyatt make that sign, that big sign
oh,
that sits
yeah.
out front of there now.
That's funny. That's pretty cool. But, you know, Camp Out always, you know, helping us out. Mike at Reliable Banner is another one. You're familiar with Reliable. You've been going to them even before,
yeah, before
any of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you can attest to how Mike at Reliable is. He's a nice guy. He'll take care of you.
Yeah, I've been with Mike through three shops now, I think.
Yeah.
It was also cool that he couldn't make it, but he sent two of his
guys. Let me tell you, they were impressed.
And they loved it because they were smiling the whole time, laughing.
Oh, yeah.
They might have not known anybody, but they were.
They said, "We will be back next year." So I don't think they're going to kick Mike out, but they told us they would be back next year.
I want to thank you guys because the food there is absolutely amazing.
Always amazing.
And a lot of the people probably would have never went there. It's not the typical restaurant, but it's amazing
right.
food and.
Well, like they said, it's an experience,
yeah.
not just a
oh, yeah,
know, a dinner.
And I loved all the waitresses.
They all
talked to us. It was like, we remember you from last year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The manager
yep.
came in. You know, same thing as, oh man, great to see you guys back. You know, and all that kind of stuff. And
great to see your credit card.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure that credit card is fired up, ready to go. Yeah, but.
It's the customer
service makes a difference. You know, they make it worth coming back also. Yeah, we pay for it, but at the same time, they have to make sure it's a good experience for us.
There's no guy in the bathroom handing out tissues this time, though, so that was good. I'm okay with that.
They didn't have the bathroom attendant?
No. That's the weirdest thing ever.
Tissues.
That
yes.
is the weirdest thing
cologne.
Ever.
You look at the cologne, and you're like, really?
I mean, I get it. It's a high end.
Right.
Except this weekend, there was a lot of Cowboys, NFR guys
well,
there.
Well, that was the same last year.
Yeah. yeah.
Last
year.
It was during
yeah.
NFR also.
Right. You know, it's hard to get around that because you push it a week, then you're into, you know, traveling
yeah,
for Christmas
yeah.
season, you know, and a lot of parties for the employee parties,
right.
employer parties and things like that. If you go any earlier, then... Same thing, you're right in the NFR because they're here for
mm-hmm.
over a week. So we kind of...
That place was packed. That place
yeah,
was definitely
always,
front
yep.
to back. And we, well, not when we left. We left so late, it was
right.
completely empty.
Last year at the very end, they rolled out a 100-year cognac for us, right? This year, and I didn't know what it was. It was called Louis XIII, which is, I looked it up afterwards, it's a cognac,
mm-hmm.
but a bottle of that is anywhere from $5,000 to $12,000,
mm-hmm.
and the shots are anywhere from $150 to $800
mm-hmm.
a shot, and me, Gary, and Sheila did a half a shot, so.
I heard it was not the, it was
not
the
great, well, you know, when you find out more of what it is, like, man, and yeah, I'm not a drinker, you know, and it was strong, yeah.
Except for the Jello shots.
Because they're so smooth. I like the Jello shots. So, you know, at minimum, we had $150 shots apiece. But it was good. It was an experience. Everybody got to go home with a steak and some sausage. And I told Gary, I was like, man, you gotta cook this either the next day or the day after. That's when it's the best. I don't think he did, though, but I did. The sausage was really.
You probably cooked it that night for dessert.
No.
Oh, that dessert was amazing.
The dessert was good. It's always good.
Oh, mm-hmm. I had the cheesecake. Whew.
Yeah, I had the cheesecake too. It was good. Chrissy, which is going to be helping us out at, you got to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been a fan of the show for years. so it's cool, you know, she can kind of put the faces a little closer because everybody looks different on camera than in person. So
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I know, but she had like the, was that the mud pie or mud cake or whatever they call it, you know, that looked good. I kind of wish I would have got that too.
I'm not a chocolate guy though.
Really?
So that was
a... I am. I'm a chocolate. I have a cheesecake, chocolate, you name it.
No, cheesecake. Cheesecake is always good.
Mm-hmm.
I always laugh at Gary when he just yells at people, what are you doing? Salad bar? No.
If you ever get to go there, do not go to the salad
bar. That's the first thing I said. So I wouldn't recommend going. But this time, almost everybody went to the salad bar.
See, I did, but I was smart. I was smart enough that I only got a little bit. Like, before, I was like, ooh, I want that.
Yep,
that. And then when the meat came, I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, you're already halfway full.
And I also starved myself pretty much the 2 days before that because I knew since the surgery I haven't been able to eat a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
So they were supposed to have a new steak?
The tomahawk.
They had the tomahawk last year, too.
But for some reason, this is the new and improved.
Really?
It's all over the radio, I want to say.
Really?
If you look at the radio.
I looked that up, and that was one of the things that was an option last year also.
But the Jell-O shots were made with love.
I can tell because they were so smooth. They were really good.
It's also good to sit down with the people because you don't get to talk to them
much
during a race weekend.
Yeah.
They're all busy doing their own stuff. And I think this was the most I have ever talked to Brad Lynch, which is quite his dad.
Cool. Right.
He sat across from us and just talked.
Yeah.
Of course, when we're at the racetrack, we see him in passing.
Yeah, you pass. And sometimes you're in competition mode, so you don't, you know.
You don't
want to
talk
about competition. Yeah. You know, and like I was telling, like a little story, like Bill Black, his wife and his whole group was there. You know, it's always nice when they're there because, you know, I get stressed out when it comes to the race because I want everything to go so, you know, smooth, no incidents, no yellows, all that stuff. But, you know, it's going to happen. But it's cool. Like his wife's always so friendly and she's always smiling and, you know, she comes up, gives you a hug. And I'm like, you know what? This is what it's about. You know, we're going to have a good time.
Trust me. Yeah. We all know you get stressed out.
Well, you know, I'd like everything to go as smooth as possible, but, you know.
We try. It doesn't always happen.
That is true.
Just blame the Griffiths family.
Got to blame somebody. No.
And we're the first one there.
So it was a great night. A lot of giveaways. Some excellent trophies, a little bigger than usual, put a little more into it this year because it's our 5th anniversary. We'll have to put up one of the pictures one day of the championship trophy that we're listing every year, the championship on, you know, winner of each season on there. So that's a really cool trophy. I hope that someday when we retire the series, we can retire that trophy into the Western Racing Hall of Fame here. So
there you go.
That's my thought and plan for it in the future.
Really nice jacket that Mark won.
Yes. Yeah.
I know. He was like, I got like 12 of these. They just sit in the closet. They're like trophies now. We're good.
Yeah, he gets them when he was IMCA and all those. But yeah, those are special. You know, we get those American Racer. We have embroidered with the Late Model Truck Series on them, and you know, it's cool to see the guys get them. Stan had a really nice one last year, and he was happy about Stan.
So Wyatt, that's 2-0 by the way.
He got one last year, and he said it's his colors, and he was going to wear it all the time, and I hope
he does.
Every
time I've seen him, like, when it gets cold out.
Yeah. And we didn't see Stan at the banquet this year.
And he also was the first one to put the patch on his fire suit almost immediately.
That's right. And we appreciate that because, you know, I mean, he's got some stipulations with his
Xfinity
stuff, so he has to be careful with that, with sponsorships and things like that, so... Cool to see that.
Maybe one day you'll see it on TV.
Yeah. If you spot it, we'll give you a bonus.
But you gotta take a picture of it.
Yeah, you can't just
picture
say
it didn't happen.
So it was good. We're glad to.
That's 3-0, Wyatt.
Uh oh.
Buffalo figured out how to put the puck in the net finally. Sorry.
How are their stats? Season stats.
They're not doing horrible. They're not doing the greatest. Vegas is the top team.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Vegas is the number one team right now.
That's crazy. Who doesn't love Vegas, right? What? You don't love Vegas? I'm not talking about the team. I'm talking about Vegas in general. Anyway, so, thanks to Sheila, Chloe, Brad, Mark, all of them, you know, his whole group, Arlie Daniels, he had Kathy and Charles there. You know, that
those are two more people that they went with us all year.
Yep.
Always had a smile on their face.
Right.
I gave them a lot of golf cart rides back and forth to the spotted stand.
Which is cool. You know, and this is an experience for them because they're not from a racing background except for Arlie, you know, and it's cool that they're involved and they love it and, you know, they're learning, you know, how many people in their circle of friends, other friends, can say the same thing, you know, so that's really cool. Bill Black and his whole group, you know, all the way from Phoenix, appreciate them guys coming up. He asked for the pictures from the banquet, so I didn't forget about, you know, I just got to get them together and I'll get them off to you. We've got to, you know, kind of get them on a thumb drive or something. So thanks, you know, Sue, you know, for being there, helping out. You, Justin, appreciate it. And, you know, Erin also, she did a lot. It's always fun to be able to kind of relax, do some drinking, and then, but also, you know, pitch in some. It's always cool. Dang. Chrissy comes all the way up from Houston to be there. So that was really cool of her. She's going to be helping us out a lot at Blythe.
She helped me out with the raffle because
when I went to do jello shots. No, I had a phone call.
Him and Wyatt are sitting there. They were drawing the raffle tickets. They're handing me the raffle tickets. I'm over the microphone. I'm saying them. Handing out the prizes. All of a sudden, they disappeared.
It's like, what?
And they're like, oh, keep with the raffle. Go with the raffle. I'm like, where are my numbers?
So that's cool. I'm glad she stepped up.
She jumped up and...
Cool. And she said she had a really good time and definitely would do it again. So,
thanks to Wyatt for all the alcohol.
Yes, we had an abundance of alcohol this time. And thanks to the people supplying the drink tickets. we don't want to give away all the secrets, so we don't want to get them in trouble so we can't get them again next year. So we'll see if we can do the same thing next year. Really good. It was just Thane Allerman was there, and Thane's wife was invited, and Thane was the plus one, according to Gary. He was our very first winner of the Late Model Truck Series. So that was special to me anyways, I know, for us with the series. And he's always helped talk us up and, you know, and, of course, I think he does it just so he can keep coming to the banquet, which is okay. So we appreciate that. So everybody there, if I didn't mention it, it wasn't for any particular reason. Thanks for everyone that attended. So we had a pretty decent crowd, you know, as usual. So we're looking forward to do it again next year. All right, we'll move on.
I'll be there.
We'll move on. I'll be there, I think. I hope.
Well, hopefully you are.
I hope I'll be there. Moving on, originally we were going to do, after this show, the Blythe show, but we're not doing that tonight. I moved it to the 27th, the last Tuesday of this year, so that way we'll do our, you know, last...
That is crazy.
I know. Is that crazy? Next week, I won't be here. I think...
You think?
I know I won't be here, so... But, you know, you guys still have a show, I hope. So.
Me and Matt? Are you doing this together?
You guys show amongst yourselves.
Gary will be here. Gary will be here, too, so... But I won't. Normally, it would have been this Tuesday, but they pushed it till next Tuesday, so... But the last show will be the 27th. We'll do the Blythe show after that. That way we'll have some updates for you because guess what? It's weeks away. Weeks away and we're barely...
We've still got like 6 weeks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not that... Not really. So it's coming up, sneaking up on us fast.
I can remember like 4 months ago. You guys, you know, we're, you know, 4 months away. Four months. And now it's down to weeks.
Yep, it's weeks. Yep. So.
Now, the summer kind of dragged by, but as soon as it
hit
Halloween, it was like, bam,
right.
I feel like the summer, I feel like this whole year flew by.
Right? I agree.
It was a very quick summer. I can, maybe because we were busy and.
Yeah. I agree. It was just a quick year. I think it went by. Maybe.
Kevin Trail wants to phone call you tomorrow.
Okay.
He said, Mike or Gary, call me tomorrow.
I think Gary said he was waiting for Kevin to call him back from the previous, but okay, we'll make sure we reach out and talk to you tomorrow, Kevin.
I wouldn't.
So, thanks. Also, appreciate him popping in as he does usually. So, thanks, Kevin. Uh-oh. Another score?
No, that's a penalty.
Some guy gets whacked in the head and he's happy about it. No, I don't know.
As long as Buffalo goes on the power side, we're good. Jerk.
Jeez. That's what it is.
Kevin, no, Kevin Charles just called you a jerk. Or me, I don't know what it was.
I hope it wasn't me. I was just giving him some compliments.
So much for that phone call.
Now I'm going to make sure he forgets.
I don't think I have his number. I don't actually know if I do.
So speaking of Kevin, last weekend was Mike Miller's kid's birthday.
Oh,
and we went to a little playground. And Kevin comes walking in, and I was like, Kevin, you can go walk in there without even ducking into the little, it was a little kid playground. And we had all these little 5-year-olds running around, and half of them were Kevin's rough size.
Oh,
sorry.
That's messed up. I got your back, Kevin.
I mean, you're not much taller.
I know. I got your back, Kevin. one of the awards that you got, I stood next to Justin to take a picture. I was like, I don't think I want to be standing next to Justin taking a picture.
Thank you guys for that, though.
No, no.
That means a lot.
Yeah, those are special ones. You know, they were changed up a little bit. And, you know, we don't just make those because we make them. We do appreciate everyone that helps us out, you know. So it's really hopefully something to you.
When you deal with Wyatt for 5 years.
Yeah, and it was an acrylic award that we gave you. So
those are really cool.
They're really nice. So those are really nice ones. Anyways, I'm not seeing what you guys see, so I don't play everything you guys do.
Kevin.
Kevin called Justin a sizist.
A sizist. You're a sizist.
Cool. That's 4-0.
Dang.
4-0 Wyatt.
All in the third period, huh? Jeez.
Alex Tuck. 4-0. Sorry.
Anyways.
Look, once a year I get to brag.
And it's even more special when it's against... Is that once a year against...
No, we play twice. We play once in Buffalo, once in L.A.
Is this one in Buffalo?
Mm-hmm.
And at home. That's cool.
Monday night I plan on being at the Buffalo Sabres versus Vegas Golden Knights game.
It's here
Monday night. Oh. Yeah,
you have somebody that has tickets. You buy tickets.
I'll buy tickets.
How much are they? Reasonable.
You could do a standing room only, which I didn't know about. Oh. One of the guys that worked there, I'm friends with, and he was like, "Hey, do a standing room only," and I was like, "Why?" He's like, "It's $20 to go stand on the drinking balcony and just
really?
Watch the game."
Oh, wow.
I'm like, "Oh, that's not bad at all." Like,
huh.
I mean.
Well, isn't there an app like once you're in? I heard an app you can just buy. You know, somebody will sell their tickets further down if they leave early or something.
Game Time, the Game Time app, so what you're supposed to do is wait until the day of the game and usually all the ticket prices drop. Right now it's $35 for a seat.
Dang, that's cheap.
And, like, to go to Arizona, two years ago, I went to Arizona to watch the Sabres-Coyotes game. And I bought tickets the day of, and it was like $20 for second row seats.
Wow.
But again, both teams sucked at that point.
Well, it's still fun.
It's better.
Yeah.
I love my team.
Right.
I'll go watch them if they suck or not.
Right.
But I barely ever get to see my team play in like on the West Coast. So they only come out here when they play Anaheim, L.A., Vegas, or Arizona.
Right, right.
No, I'm not traveling to Colorado. It's too cold.
Well, I think a lot of fans needed to split. They needed to decide between Golden Knights and Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So for those first couple of years when we didn't have the Raiders, they were season ticket Golden Knights every game.
Right.
And then I think it's if they liked football better, they'd spent their money on the Raiders and then freed up more seats. So that's why I think
the ticket prices kind of dropped.
Because, yeah, those first 2 years, you couldn't get a seat.
Really? It was really hard. No kidding. Huh.
Most of the tickets were corporate sponsors and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you didn't know, if you either worked for somebody or, because that's how we got to see was, you know, through my daughter's boss had tickets.
I'm surprised they're that inexpensive.
Well, the $36, you're going to sit pretty high up, but.
Yeah. Which are there.
But it's just like the Allegiant. Allegiant, there's really no bad seats in the house.
Really? How much are those tickets, though?
I've never been to a Raiders game. I was supposed to go in 2020, but then COVID hit, and they shut down. The Bills still came to town, and they still played the Raiders, but nobody was out in the stadium. So.
Do they still make you do, like, COVID?
I haven't heard about it.
Proof or whatever, COVID shots, proof and all that.
We won't get into all that, but I never got mine, and I was going to games, so.
No,
I was curious.
I think they cleared that right after that first season.
Right, right. Well, I would hope they wouldn't. I mean, it's not a thing anymore, I don't think, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Could be coming back.
I don't know. Yeah. The flu's hitting everybody.
Right? So,
well,
yeah, they did.
The flu's hitting everybody, which has the same symptoms as COVID, so.
Similar, yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We won't talk about that.
We won't get into that. So, cool, yeah. Well, it's funny because, like, you have events like that that can bring in that kind of crowd. I don't know how many does the T-Mobile Arena hold.
I'm not sure about T-Mobile. I know Allegiant holds a lot because Garth Brooks was there, and we went to the Garth Brooks concert. That was the only time I was there.
Did they pack? Like, did they go all the way around?
It was completely
packed. Or was it just half the arena?
With Garth, when he does the stadium tour, which he's on right now, his stage is in the middle of what would be the 50-yard line of the football game.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
And the stage usually is in the shape of a football. And Garth, if you follow Garth Brooks, he puts on a show, and he'll use that whole stage.
No kidding.
He runs around the stage like he's 15 years old again.
That's crazy. Because most concerts, they'll use like a quarter or half of the stadium or three quarters, but they'll use the end zone area as a,
unless
you know.
Unless you set up flowers on the
50-yard
line.
That's pretty badass.
Really? Oh, that's cool. Crazy.
Now, I did go. We went 3 weeks ago. UNLV played Reno at Allegiant. And
that's cool.
And that's just a huge game for college football. And me and my daughter got to go to that.
Sweet.
And I might have spent $120 on two tickets. But
To me, though,
it was worth it.
That would be a fun game to go to.
Yeah.
I would almost rather go to that than, let's say, and I'm not against football. I'm boycotting football, but that's for my own reasons. Nothing against the Raiders or anything, but I think that UNLV game would be.
Hey, Wyatt, hold on real quick. It is 5-0.
Are you saying there's no chance of comeback?
I'm going to assume not. It's 5-0.
But,
I like college sports.
Yeah, I think that would be a. Really?
That's pretty cool.
I think that would be a fun. I went with me, and you had fun.
Yep. And it was a good game.
Right.
So
who won?
UNLV.
Oh,
UNLV
cool.
got
cool.
his.
I think they got a new coach, is that?
Yeah. But after that game, the coach got fired.
So they win, and they fire him and get a new coach. Okay.
Unfortunately, with UNLV, they think they're better than they are sometimes.
Right.
And they won 5 games this year, which was better than last year's 2 games they won.
Oh, that's sad.
And now it's like, if you're not winning 8 games, you're fired, which I don't think UNLV's won 8 games in a very long time.
I think part of that is the venue also.
Yeah.
Right.
They're playing in a professional stadium.
Yeah, look at that stadium. It's motivation. It's,
absolutely.
You know, you got,
absolutely.
You're hosting top.
You're playing out in the dirt hole, you know, at Sam Boyd.
And that's what a lot of the people, like when the coach got fired, they're like, we need better recruitment now. We have a state-of-the-art stadium, the practice facility the Raiders use is open to UNLV to play,
wow,
to practice
nice,
and and train and, like, get better now. You know, UNLV, like, the football team, I don't really follow much, but the hockey team, I go to almost every weekend we go to hockey.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, again.
I didn't know. See, I didn't know they had a hockey.
So they used to be a hockey club, and they played at the Fiesta down on the west side. It was literally just a hockey club. Anybody can join.
Wow.
It was just like the chess team.
That's pretty cool.
And now they're actually a NCAA, you know, division team. And they're actually pretty good.
No kidding.
Last year they made it all the way, and I think they were ranked number three at the end of the year.
Are they a feeder team for anywhere?
No.
Just straight college?
It's just straight college. And then you got the Silver Knights here in Vegas, which is the AHL team of the Golden Knights.
I see.
Which is the feeder team.
Right.
And then it goes lower to ECHL, but I don't know who our affiliate is in the ECHL. It used to be the Las Vegas Wranglers, but that was before the Golden Knights even existed.
That's crazy. I honestly didn't know hockey was that big in this place like the desert.
Well, once they built that facility over by downtown Summerlin.
Yeah.
Right. It is 6-0, just so everybody knows.
All that in the last part of the game.
And that's UNLV, the other night I went to UNLV, and they were playing Canisius College, which is a Buffalo college.
Oh, no way.
So I walked in, I was wearing my Sabres jersey, my daughter wears my old Sabres jersey, and the other team was giving her fist bumps, and she loves it. Like, she loves hockey because, especially UNLV, they actually treat the fans good, and they make sure that the fans are, you know, welcome. And it was 13-1 final score.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, holy crap. Dang. Like, it gets boring after a while.
Right. Yeah.
When it's the whole game of just, like...
One-sided.
Yeah. UNLV's really good. They have a lot of good kids coming up through there, so...
Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
Finally, UNLV does something. And their basketball team is 10-0.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
They should be ranked this week.
That's cool. Well, it's good to see, you know, the local... college, you know, they do what as well as that because, you know, it helps attract other, you know, students, you know, future students to want to come to Vegas and, you know.
And that's what everybody back in the day was like, oh, Vegas will never make it as a hockey town. I was like, we had the Wranglers,
right,
which was the ECHL team. And I went, I had season tickets, me and my mom. We went almost every game possible. But you can get tickets for like $12 a piece.
That's cool.
And then I actually went to high school with one of the players, and he ended up playing high school football and then went to play professional hockey.
That's cool.
That was always fun. And then,
so do you think like all this sports that are affiliated with professional sports or even the next level down is going to help attract more better players and stuff to our college?
So I hope UNLV gets better because I like going to UNLV football games. I liked it better when it wasn't at Allegiant.
Right.
Because the ticketing prices went way up.
Yeah.
Like when it was at Sam Boyd, you can go to a game for
the Thomas and Mack Center, I mean.
Yeah, they still play basketball.
Do they do? Okay.
But Sam Boyd is where UNLV football played. And I also miss that they use Sam Boyd Stadium for Monster Jam.
Yeah.
And I used to love going to the World Finals out there.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it went, zoom.
So, I don't even know where they do the finals anymore for that.
Orlando.
Yeah, really? Yeah. They moved to Orlando.
Final score, 6-0, Sabres.
Is that final? Done?
Yep.
Oh,
well, and what Wyatt just said, Las Vegas Thunder. That was
Thunder, right.
That was before the Wranglers even the thing.
I want to say it was the Thunder. I seen one hockey game. But at the time, it wasn't fun to me because I didn't know what was going on. It's like going and watching, I don't know, figure skating for me.
I just
don't know what's happening.
All the other sports, but yeah, I'm a race fan. Like,
right.
Be watching racing.
See,
I'll do the jump up and down and yelling at the TV and everything for racing.
Oh, no way.
But yet I'm not one of the, you know, overblown fans.
Right.
Like if I'm out somewhere, I'm not going to make an ass out of myself.
Yeah, so if you're at the races, you're not going to do backflips if so-and-so wins. So speaking of that, what's going on with NASCAR and stuff right now? Are they
kind of off-season right now.
Is it off-season? They're done? Who won the championship? I don't
know. Joey Logano.
Is it? Okay.
I'm not a fan of him.
I'm with
He's all right.
I'm with you on that.
But he's of that generation.
Yep,
he's with Kyle Busch, and you know, where you got that little bit of attitude. They all thought they were like the best of the best.
I mean, because Logano's always kind of been up there.
Oh yeah,
doing well.
He's always a top 10 competitor. Like,
so what do you think overall, looking back at this past season with the
package this year? It was chaos.
What do you think they're going to do going, or have you heard what they're going to do going into next year?
They've all the drivers have asked for the car to be redesigned. I haven't heard anything about a new car being released yet. So.
You know, and some of that is, we understand technology has to, improve with technology as it.
But it wasn't technology. They were blowing the tires off.
Right, but because of technology, right? I would think because they went to new design of rim, which made them go new design of tire, which is probably different compounds and so on. So, but then I heard a lot of guys didn't like the new car because it's like a going towards F1 type. You know, there's a lot of, you know.
But then the other
controls.
Ones that had any type of wreck, right, and, you know, tap the wall with this flex body where they would have been wrecked out and out of the race, and they were able to stay and compete because the body doesn't.
It was sturdier.
Right. So the fenders won't come in where you have the tire rub, which tears apart your tire. The fenders are not banging in, so you're not banging the fenders back out, which depends on how you look at it. If you look at it as old school racing,
right, so,
you're like, yeah, you want to see him in the pits. You want to see him with
the
sledgehammer.
Banging
the saws all out. Cutting stuff out and trying to get back on the track.
Right.
And then if they do really well, you're like, look, just ingenuity.
Yep. Right.
But safety-wise, it is kind of cool to be able to, tap the wall and keep going.
Right. Which is fine.
But safety-wise in this car kind of sucked because every time they backed into the wall, there was two drivers left with concussions, and they were out for multiple races.
That's true. That's a good
point. And it pretty much ended Kurt Busch's career because I don't think he'll ever get back in a car now.
Really? Wow.
And he missed, since Pocono? He missed better half the season, end of the season.
Half the season and the championships. And he was
he qualified for the championship and ended up not racing it because of injury.
Did they say why? I mean, is it a stiffer chassis
So the older cars before this year would give, the back end would give, not to the point where you hit the driver.
Right, almost like you have crumple zones in commercial, in regular vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They're made to collapse where these are probably
and
not.
Take the brunt. Well, he hit the wall, and it really wasn't even that bad of a wreck.
No,
like,
but they were saying that it was the same angle that Dale Earnhardt Sr. hit the wall.
Right.
It was that weird angle.
Yeah, because even, I hate to bring up old things like that, but it didn't look like that was a hard hit at all.
Exactly.
You would have never thought.
No, that's what they said. That
it was just like the way when Kurt hit it, you've seen it, the in-car camera, you just see his head snap back and he hit the seat.
Wow.
And it caused the concussion. And it was just the same with Alex Bowman.
Right.
And it's just the way, Alex Bowman races sprint cars, and I've been following him on dirt now because he just got back. He just got went racing dirt now, and I've watched him flip that car 100,000 times, and then he takes one little hit in the cup car.
Wow.
And Noah Gregson, who the Vegas kid, he said on Saturdays he would go out there on his Xfinity car and he'd go balls to the wall and not care because if he ended up wrecking that, he knows he's safe.
Right.
But when he would jump into the cup car, he would actually only go 80%, because
crazy.
The difference is that there's a bigger risk of him getting hurt. And, I think that kind of woke NASCAR up.
Yeah, that's a big issue.
And I listen to Door Bumper Clear all the time, which is the NASCAR podcast of all the spotters. And they were talking about the same thing. They're like, we have guys not wanting to get in these cup cars because we're watching these guys get injured.
Right.
And they're like, there's text messages and everything. Like, all the drivers talk constantly about the safety.
Wow.
Because I think at last week, I think there were still three positions that weren't filled yet.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Wow.
I think Noah's
of car teams that, I mean, and they're dipping down. They're pulling ARCA.
Yep. Yeah, that's insane. I guess this is an opportunity, but you got to watch out, too, because that puts a young driver into possible harms. way.
That the Xfinity drivers don't want to leave the Xfinity.
All right.
Yo, oh, we're going to move you up the cup. And they're like,
Noah was saying that he has more fun driving the Xfinity car because they took horsepower away from the cup cars when they did this whole new design.
Yeah.
And he said it's funner to drive the Xfinity car than it is the cup car half the time. He was like, you can actually go into the corner and actually worry about your wheels breaking loose. And he was like, in the cup car, you literally just
stop on it and it adjusts for you, probably without computerized, I would assume.
And he said he actually gets boring racing half these races.
Wow.
And most of the races this year were boring.
Oh, yeah.
Even Bristol. Bristol's supposed to be like the entertainment.
Short track,
it's short, and it was kind of a boring race.
Interesting. Huh.
Martinsville got more exciting at the end with Ross Chastain, but...
Well, for different reasons, I think. I mean,
that was the wall ride.
Right.
Well, I think Joe Gibbs Racing just... Something wasn't right at the beginning of the season. And I called it, too. I'm like, he's messing with Kyle or something.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Never seen Kyle struggle as much as he did.
And that it was just blown engines. It was stupid stuff that was breaking on the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Or they wrapped the car and covered two of the vents. Like, really?
Yep.
Right.
Trained professionals that do this every week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We didn't see that, you know. 3 square inch that we covered. How?
Yeah.
You know, and the drivers had no idea. You know.
Well, it's not so their responsibility to know.
So you got
about
Kyle
that
pissed
stuff.
Off. You got Denny Hamlin pissed off.
Right.
Like, what are you guys doing to us? We just want to drive, and you're
new rep company.
And then you saw it just turned into a big shit show the whole year. So Denny Hamlin, he says that he's looking at one more year because FedEx. Their contract ends next year, and he wants to go out as the FedEx
top,
FedEx
person. Okay,
so he's probably going to be out.
Wow, that's changing of the guards. You know,
I can see in the next couple of years a lot of guys. Martin Truex Jr. I don't see him doing it much longer.
It's crazy watching this change again, you know, like these younger guys.
This is the first time I actually witnessed it because, like, back in the day when I was young, it was Dale Earnhardt Sr. and all that.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't get to see them at the start of their career.
Yeah, right. You just, like, saw Earnhardt Jr., guys like that, maybe.
But, like, Jeff Gordon and Earnhardt Jr., they were already racing when I was born. And
I was watching way before Jeff Gordon. You know,
you saw Gordon come in,
Rusty Wallace, you know, all of them driving the Monte Carlos and the Buick Regal.
Yeah.
No, the Grand Buick Grand Prix.
The Grand National.
Yeah,
the all boxy cars and just beating the hell out of each other, and it was awesome.
Well, the origins of it is stock car racing. I mean, none of that stock car racing.
None of that is stock. None of this new car is stock.
No, and, you know, again, technology, you know, it's crazy to see the technology today and look at those old cars back then.
I miss 5 lug nuts, too. That was the funnest part of seeing the pit stop.
And you hear it. The noise and the...
Oh, I would like when they're... You see the officials telling the drivers, you need to put out the cigarette before you get into the race car.
You're not getting
smoking
while
you're back there talking about the 90s and the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. That's when I started watching. So, let's see. I was born in 70. So, yeah, it was like early 80s. Because it was like 11, 12 years old. That
I was born in 91.
he was just
cool.
Gleam. Gleam in someone's eye.
Yeah, like all the guys that now, like, I watch come in, like Bush's and Truex and Hamlin and all these guys, they're finally hanging it up, like Matt Kenseth. I was a huge Matt Kenseth fan back in the day, and he's finally gone. But did you hear about SRX?
I did not.
Yeah, it's been around for a couple years.
So, the Tony Stewart League, you know about that part. They got a contract with ESPN now to run Thursday night.
Wow.
Thursday Night Thunder. Like back in the day, they had sprint cars and everything run the dirt tracks Thursday night.
Right.
And I was like, ESPN's a big thing.
That's huge.
Have you ever watched one of the SRX races?
I've not on TV, but I have seen it, like, on video and stuff.
It's good. I mean, it's a lot of the guys like Ken Sith races it. Michael Waltrip.
Well, they used to have the IROC.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. It's almost it's
yeah,
IROC.
Similar as
yeah,
the IROC series.
Like, yep.
You'd have the
yep.
pro drivers
right.
would all run this second series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'd run
yeah,
the IROC
series. The spec
series
are all the same. And
all built by Ray Everham.
Right.
It's Ray Everham and Tony Stewart put these together. And
yeah.
I like watching it. I mean, it's Paul Tracy and Haley Deegan jumps in a car every now and then. Helio Castroneves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's guys that I would never watch Helio because I'm not an IndyCar fan.
Right.
And,
well, it's
and,
cool. It gives a chance for a person like
yep.
Haley Deegan to race with like some other top racers and so on. And it's a spec series,
mm-hmm.
you know, it helps kind of put it back in the driver's hands. It may be a little harder to pass and so on. So,
and I love that they use short tracks. They don't do the big speedways. Yeah. They do like Nashville Speedway
like
and like
stuff.
Yeah, Lucas Oil.
It's a technical track,
yeah.
right?
Oh, hey, that's Fly Speedway.
Yeah.
Speaking of technical, anyways. Yeah, no,
get,
that's cool.
They go to Stafford. They go to, like, short tracks.
Right.
And then they also do dirt tracks. They take the same
oh,
cars
yeah.
and they run three dirt races and three, like, yeah. asphalt races.
Yeah.
And it really makes – and guys like Helio, but they've never touched dirt.
Right.
And watching them out there learning.
And it's, you'd be surprised. Some of them actually just
yeah.
take to it real
yep.
well.
Maybe somebody needs to reach out from Blythe to that series
yeah,
see if they want to swing by.
Let's get Blythe going.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, we'll do that first. We reached out to a spec series already. They're going to race there, so it's a late model truck series.
Because you know the guys.
We know the guys. They were real welcoming to racing there at Blythe Speedway, so we're happy about that.
Well, at least one of them. Right?
Yeah, at least, yeah. Yeah, speaking of the late model trucks, like the dirt. Stuff that we've tossed around. Of course, I've been talking about going on a road course like we used to do back in the day. So we're still working on some of that stuff.
Make sure it's a good dirt track.
Yeah.
Make sure it's a good dirt
track.
Well,
let me tell you, we have been scoping some out, and we won't say where or anything, but yeah, it's only the best of the best when we're looking at.
I would not want
to see. It wouldn't be a
Pahrump. I wouldn't want to see them on Pahrump because that track got really rough really
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a Pahrump type track, which I'm sad to see that gone, of course.
I love racing a Pahrump, don't get me wrong.
But factory stock bombers, whatever you want to call them, yes. That's fun. And I'm glad to one of my last races there, I actually got a win,
mm-hmm.
so I was happy to.
In the purple car, right?
In the purple car. That's never going to get crushed, Gary.
It's got to win.
It's got a win on it. You can't crush the win. But anyways, what else is coming up? Is there some races at all? It's the end of the year. I think everybody's done. The
going
Vegas?
To town on the F1
is there,
building.
Oh, and we got
on Harmon.
And we got Grand Prix coming
yeah,
up. When is that? Anyways, that
it's going to be next
2 years.
Year.
Next year.
Thanksgiving.
Is it?
Thanksgiving
yeah.
23?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, they already got the foundation, and they're already starting to put up the building.
So start socking some money away. I think it's, what, $12,000 a ticket or something like that?
But the thing is that wouldn't be here. That series would not come here, not because of Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
No.
It's because of the Raiders, it's because of the Golden Knights, it's because of the success
of the big venues.
Of the big venues.
Well,
that's why they're
and
here.
I don't know why they would. You wouldn't want to come to Vegas. Vegas
mm-hmm.
has.
Vegas has always been a.
Well, no matter what event you have enough rooms to cover
yeah.
the people that come here.
Yeah.
Well, that's just how many hotels we have.
But that's the problem is we didn't build the infrastructure to handle it. And we're still behind.
Well, I tell you what, I know, we're probably behind, but we have more than. I would say 90% of the anywhere else in the world.
Which boggles my mind that Vegas, what we know as Vegas now, was started by a lot of the mafia, which came from New York and Chicago, where you had trains.
Mm-hmm.
Why this town wasn't set up on trains from the very beginning,
right.
I have no idea. There should be a train running down the center of the 215.
Because one of the mafia
all the
guys
around
owned some cars, and they ran a taxi service. They love trains.
True.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, yeah,
but opinions, these are all opinions.
Because you know,
it's not fast
the traffic,
time.
The traffic is getting worse and worse. And then on game days, because our shop is, like, right around the corner.
Right.
Like, literally right around the corner. We're two blocks one way and one block the other.
See, I've never...
And it's terrible.
I've never been in that area during a game time. I've been on the freeway, and I was like, man, this ain't that bad. What's up? Where are all these people parking at, you know? But they spread out parking lots throughout that whole area, like you're talking about.
Any businesses that are closed on the weekends,
yep,
they will rent out their parking lots.
Right.
And that's what happens. Like, we had to hire a security person to block our parking lot.
Why don't you rent it out?
Well, because we need to get our vans in and out there today.
We'll just give one, you know.
So they were blocking our bay door.
People
were just parking anywhere and they blocked the bay door. And that was only one.
She might make more money closing for that weekend and just renting out space.
Park all the way up. There you go.
Yeah.
Trust me. Like I said, we went down there for the Rebels game, and the way they were parking.
Where'd you park? Was it far away? And you
I got shuttled in there.
Shuttled from where?
A friend.
Oh, okay. So they dropped you off.
Yeah.
And they can't. Okay.
Aaron dropped me down there and dropped me and my daughter.
Well, that's
off,
a pretty damn good friend, by the way.
But the way they set it up is, you can come in off of Russell.
And they make it kind of a one way
into the stadium. Or it's one way in Alibaba, which is where thing is, and then out on Hacienda.
Okay.
So everything kind of funnels in one way and then goes
out
the middle.
I see.
So then when we're trying to get our vans in and out.
Ah, that's a pain.
Do pickup. Yeah, we have to go sit in traffic, come down, go into our shop, but then we have to go out with the Raiders traffic.
Wow.
To head back out. So it's just, it wasn't planned very well.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, not.
And
they planned well for the stadium.
Well, now they're talking about
putting the businesses.
They're trying to go through that basketball stadium over there by Turnberry Towers,
mm-hmm.
over by Sahara.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Paradise can't handle a convention. How is it going to handle a freaking basketball game?
Day to day.
Oh, so they can't handle normal traffic.
Yeah. I hate going that way just because of day to day traffic.
I was like Alibaba and everywhere down there. That's a lot of the AC places in that area,
mm-hmm.
like WPB and
right,
AIS and all that.
Yep, that's crazy. Oh well. What are you supposed to do? You got to welcome the things it brings. You know, the people, the money.
Mojave Electric, they always have their lot open for.
they
park all the trucks. I think they park all their trucks off site
mm-hmm.
because they empty that whole lot. And they're collecting $50 a pop right there at the gate.
Yep.
You only have to walk two blocks to the stadium. So it's like
not responsible for
prime position. No, they have security stand there until the
That's
game is
cool.
over until everyone picks up the cars. But still, it's primo parking.
Yeah, it's walking distance. Mm-hmm. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that?
And then they're building an in and out right across from the stadium. Russell and
really?
There's one on Trop, but they're building one
closer.
Right.
Wow.
So then it's the stadium, Chevron, and it's going to be an In-N-Out.
Well, I said when I got picked up after the Rebels game, we walked to the Chevron and had her meet us there.
Right.
I was like,
that's the way to get away from that. And then
you get off on Russell and you're right there.
Yeah. But why do we see that same kind of traffic and same kind of people at the racetrack? I know not at the Bull Ring.
I think because the racetrack's out in the middle of nowhere.
On
race
day, you'll have the traffic go.
And Las Vegas Boulevard, they usually shut down five lanes of Las Vegas Boulevard to make it coming out, and they'll leave one lane for people going the opposite way.
Yeah, and they flip-flop it at the end of the race.
Yeah.
And it always goes smooth.
Out. Oh, man.
Yeah. We're already out of time.
And then even the expressway's gotten better after races.
Well, now we're 15 and 215 right there out by the Speedway. It's all open back up.
Oh,
and,
did they finish construction finally? Or at least close enough?
Our shop is at Lamb and Craig.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll jump on the freeway there heading to our other
now
shop.
Now you got...
Because we have our other shop out there at the Speedway. And now everything's all open.
Oh,
it's easy, easy sailing. But then we got all the Air Force Base people cut through the Speedway now. So if you're out near the Speedway at 3 o'clock and you see people flying through there, it's all the Air Force Base people.
Cutting through there.
Cutting through to get out on the 15.
That's crazy. Anyways, we got just a few minutes left.
Seconds
left.
Seconds.
I won't be here next week, but we'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. on the
20th. So in other words, I'm getting a phone call from one saying, hey.
Yes, please be here next week.
I think, yes, you are getting a phone call. Kevin is not.
Okay. All right. I don't know if I'm supposed to do an outro on this, but let me see. Keep talking. Oh, I can't find it. Oh, here we go. Hold on.
I'm the ending.
I don't know if it says its own ending or not, but let's see.
I don't know. I remember.
No, I think it
might do it by
itself. Oh, I think he clicked it.
I didn't click anything. Hang tight with.
I think Wyatt usually clicks something away.
I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find it. I don't see it.
I can't remember what song it was.
So this week we will not get yelled at by Metallica.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be played through. Oh, well, I don't see it.
Or we'll just stay live for the whole night.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
All right.
We'll see you next Tuesday, the 20th, and we'll also see you the 27th to close out the year and also do the Blythe Speedway. We'll keep you informed on that. We got a lot of cool stuff to talk about for Blythe Speedway also, and we'll talk about it on WheelsNow.com on the 27th. But we'll see, not me, but we'll see, you guys will see these guys the 20th, and thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, there it is.
There it is.
You'll see me next Tuesday.